25 hours and 30 minutes. Think about that for a moment. That's longer than most of us sleep across two full nights. It's an entire calendar day plus half a morning, spent inside a pressurized aluminum tube at 35,000 feet somewhere over open ocean. I'm Tower on Radio Hangar, and today we're talking about the Airbus A380, specifically the 10 longest routes this four-engine giant is flying in 2026, what those numbers actually mean in operational terms, and what any of us who fly can learn from watching airline aviation push the edge of what a scheduled route can be. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Let's start with the aircraft itself, because the A380 deserves a proper introduction before we talk about where it goes. The Airbus A380 is the largest passenger airliner ever built. Two full decks, four turbofan engines, and, depending on how an airline configures it, somewhere between 550 and 800 passengers. Airbus offered airlines a choice of power plants, Rolls-Royce Trent 900s, or Engine Alliance GP7200s, and the performance differences between those two options generated more than a little drama over the years. But that's a story for another day. What matters operationally is the range. The A380 is rated for approximately 8,200 nautical miles. To put that in perspective, the distance from New York to Los Angeles is about 2,144 nautical miles. The A380 can fly that distance four times without landing. That kind of range makes routes that would have seemed ambitious two decades ago feel almost routine. Airbus announced the end of A380 production in 2019. The program never reached the sales volume Airbus needed to justify continued manufacturing. But the airframes already flying aren't going anywhere soon. Emirates, Qantas, Singapore Airlines, British Airways, Air France, Lufthansa, Korean Air, and others have these aircraft integrated deeply into their long-haul operations, and at the distances these routes cover, the A380 still makes compelling economics. Now the routes. According to Simple Flying, the longest A380 route in 2026 belongs to Qantas. Their Sydney to London service, operating as QF1 outbound and QF2 inbound, runs a total journey time of 25 hours and 30 minutes. The aircraft makes a technical stop in Singapore, which means passengers are not flying non-stop. But the journey time from gate to gate, including that Singapore transit, is still the longest in the A380 network. Let's break that down geographically because the numbers alone don't capture the scope. Sydney to Singapore covers roughly 4,600 nautical miles. You're flying northwest across the Tasman Sea, up through the Indonesian archipelago, threading between islands and over the Timor Sea and the Strait of Malacca before touching down at Changi. Then the second leg, Singapore to London Heathrow, adds approximately 5,940 nautical miles. You're crossing the Bay of Bengal, the Indian subcontinent, the Persian Gulf, Iran, Turkey, the Balkans, and dropping into England, total distance across both legs. Something just under 9,000 nautical miles, the aircraft does this on a regular schedule, not as a special achievement, as a product. The fuel numbers involved are extraordinary. Maximum fuel capacity on the A380 runs to 320,000 liters depending on configuration. Maximum takeoff weight for the Dash 800 variant reaches 575,000 kilograms, that's 1.27 million pounds. For comparison, the Cessna 172 Skyhawk, most of us soloed in, weighs about 2,500 pounds at gross. The A380 is 500 times heavier at maximum takeoff weight. 500 times heavier. Same basic physics, same runway, same sky. Emirates is the other carrier with serious skin in the ultra-long-haul game. Their Dubai to Los Angeles route on the A380 runs approximately 17 hours and 45 minutes of block time. Dubai to Houston Intercontinental is in that same range. Dubai to San Francisco, Dubai to Dallas. Emirates operates the largest A380 fleet in the world, over 100 airframes, and their Dubai hub allows them to aggregate traffic from across South Asia, East Africa, and the Middle East onto these westbound transoceanic routes. When Airbus announced the end of production, the aviation world pointed directly at Emirates as the reason the program lasted as long as it did. Tim Clark, the long-serving president of Emirates, was essentially Airbus's single largest champion for the aircraft, and Emirates' purchasing power kept the production line running well past the point where other customers had moved on. The aircraft exists at this scale, in this fleet size, in large part because one airline believed in it. Singapore Airlines operates the aircraft on their trans-Pacific routes. Singapore to Los Angeles covers approximately 8,800 nautical miles of open Pacific. Singapore to New York, routed westbound through Frankfurt, adds up to one of the longest itineraries in commercial aviation. British Airways uses a 380s on Heathrow to Los Angeles and Heathrow to Dubai. Air France operates them out of Paris, Charles de Gaulle, on a handful of routes to North America and Asia. Here's what I want to spend some time on because it's the part of ultra-long haul that doesn't show up in the passenger marketing materials, human factors. At these distances, you are well past any reasonable crew duty time limit. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, along with international equivalents like the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, have established flight and duty time regulations that prevent a single crew from flying the duration these routes require. A flight crew simply cannot legally or physiologically fly for 25 hours straight. So airlines have developed augmented crew operations on a route like Sydney to London. You're looking at 4 or 5 certificated airline transport pilots on the aircraft at any given time. While 2 are on the flight deck, the others are resting in dedicated crew rest facilities built into the airframe. The A380 has actual crew bunk areas, not reclined seats, not the galley jump seat, but horizontal beds tucked into the structure of the aircraft above the main cabin. The flight deck rotates in 2-person teams throughout the journey. This is not a new concept, but at these distances, it becomes a core operational requirement, not an exception. Think about your own fatigue management. How long can you fly before your decision quality starts to degrade? Research on pilot fatigue in general aviation consistently shows impairment in judgment, reaction time, and situational awareness well before most pilots subjectively feel tired. That gap between how tired you feel and how impaired you actually are is where accidents happen. What ultra-long-haul airlines have built around these routes is essentially a systems engineering approach to managing human fatigue. Rostering, crew rest scheduling decision gates, built into the flight plan where the augmented crew checks in and a fresh pair of eyes takes the controls. The lesson translates directly. Different scale, same problem. Weather avoidance on a 17-hour Pacific crossing is another operational challenge worth sitting with. A crew departing Los Angeles for Dubai cannot simply divert around a weather system and pick up a new routing in 20 minutes. They're making fuel decisions against a fuel load calculated to get them to destination with legal reserves. Every deviation has a cost. Every extra mile changes the math. The oceanic alternate structure these crews work with is formalized and pre-planned. Before departure, the dispatch team has identified pre-approved oceanic alternates, airports reachable from decision gates, built into the route where the crew can divert if something goes wrong. Equal time points. Points of no return. These are not improvised in the cockpit. They're calculated, filed, and briefed before the gear comes up. Your cross-country fuel planning works the same way, just on a smaller axis. What happens if your filed alternate goes IMC below minimums? What's your second alternate? At what point do you commit versus divert? Ultra-long-haul operations have simply formalized what good IFR pilots do instinctively. Now, Qantas has even longer ambitions than what the A380 can deliver. Project Sunrise, the airline's plan for genuinely non-stop service from Sydney to London and Sydney to New York, will not use the A380. Those routes require the Airbus A350-1000, which has a certified range exceeding 10,000 nautical miles. A non-stop Sydney to London would run approximately 19 to 20 hours in the air. A non-stop Sydney to New York would be similar. No technical stop in Singapore. No layover at all. Passengers boarding in Sydney and stepping off in London without the aircraft touching the ground in between. Qantas has ordered aircraft for Project Sunrise and expects to begin those services in the coming years. When they launch, they will reset what long-haul means in commercial aviation all over again. The A380's era of building the longest routes has driven that development. Every operational lesson learned over a decade of 20-plus hour journeys, crew rest protocols, passenger hydration and circulation management, in-flight medical capability requirements, fuel contingency planning for oceanic diversions, all of that institutional knowledge carries forward into whatever comes next. 25 hours and 30 minutes on an A380. The fact that this is a scheduled service with bookable seats, that departs on a timetable and carries hundreds of passengers routinely is genuinely impressive. The engineering that makes it possible, the operational systems built around crew and passenger welfare, and the route planning sophistication that makes it safe, all of that represents decades of accumulated knowledge in commercial aviation. Whether you're flying a Cirrus SR-22 or watching this from the left seat of something that sits on the ramp next to a fuel truck, the fundamentals are the same: managing range, managing fatigue, planning for the alternate. Knowing when the fuel math says turn around, the A380 just does it at a scale that takes your breath away. The full route breakdown came from simple flying. Find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Stay ahead of the weather.